Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven,
this is Evangelist Betty Harris coming to you with the Seed of Prosperity broadcast one more time, one more Sunday evening. I give God the honor. I give God the praise. So many people have died. People are dropping dead left and right. They are dying left and right. I thank the Lord to be in the land of the living. Raise your hands to the Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. It's a blessing to be in the land of the living. We take it for granted. We take these things for granted. That's why we're doing what we want to do. We're doing what we want to do. We're not turning our life to the Lord. We're not giving our heart to the Lord. We're having a good time. Especially now, since they got this, getting this ease of money. Shoot. They you see more new cars on the road. And you see these cars, these fast cars. You know, the young guys, the young men that are driving, the hot rod type cars. You see, a lot of them. I wonder how many have given the Lord anything. Oh, I ain't giving the preacher my money. Yeah, but look, you need to give the preacher, the church, some money. You need to give him some money now. You need to give him a donation out of that money. You need to give him a donation. So, you know, some of y'all don't believe in paying tithes anyway. But you need to give a donation. Praise the Lord. Yes. I'm talking about that. I think it's terrible. It's terrible. Then people that in the hip carry you cross the river and cross the bridge when you didn't have nothing. Crying to them and didn't have nothing. And then when you get your money, you don't give them a dime. Don't even buy them a Coca-Cola. Don't even buy them a lunch. When she got her money, I don't care if she got $10,000, $50,000, $1 million. She carries you. And you can't tell me God pleased with that. She carries you. They carry you. He carries you. Then you get your money. You don't even turn that way. All the time making excuses. Well, you know, I'm not able to do this, able to do that. You ain't doing a lot of things. Because you know what? You're not going to give that much anyway. I think it's a crying and a shame, my Lord. But I thank God. I thank God for who he is. I'm dealing with seek for confirmation. Do not settle for misinformation. All right, I guess y'all said, what's she talking about? You know, so many people play gods in one's life, you know, they act like they God themselves, you know. The word can come from your pastor, your bishop, your evangelist, mother, father, and whoever and whatever. But that do not mean that is right. Now, every time your parents tell you something, they don't mean it's right. Oh, what you say? Ooh, she talking about my mama, talking about my daddy. Look, everything mom and dad had told the children has not been right. You can't tell me. Nuh-uh. Nobody right all the time. They can make mistakes. Okay, but that do not mean that it's right. Misinformation has caused many people's lives to be ruined for life. You know, people take things for granted. You know, well, so-and-so said this. Get a confirmation. Well, you know, you let it take it for granted. well, so-and-so, the Lord going to do this to you. Or they should say, well, you know, you do this, you do that. Well, you know, she said it, and I believe it. Yeah. Okay, you believe it, but you have a confirmation. A lot of these things that happen to people, because they haven't got confirmation. They took people as they were. People prophesied to people in church, well, you're going to marry so-and-so, or she's going to marry this, or this and that, or this and that. What the, well, yeah, I'm going to run. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be a worldwide missionary. I'm going to be a preacher. I'm going to be a bishop. Get a confirmation before you start running. Get a confirmation before you start doing. Get a confirmation. God will give you confirmation. If God told you something, if God told them something about you, you get a confirmation because he's going to tell you to. God is not a one-sided God. He's not lopsided. If he told you, or if he tell that missionary, that bitch, that mama, that daddy, that friends, whoever, he's going to tell you to. He's going to give you a confirmation. It's always, God always gets confirmation. Yeah, you know, he don't just, you know, tell you this and that. And you know, you said, Lord told me this, or this, I felt in my spirit do this. Next thing you know, somebody's going to come to you, or you're going to see something or hear something and give you the confirmation. Get confirmation and not misinformation. Don't go wrong with that misinformation. Somebody told you the wrong thing, and you take it for granted. And that's why some women's married the wrong man. Some men were married the wrong woman. What bitches said, what the prophet said, or what the apostle said. Wait a minute. Get a confirmation before you start marrying that man or that woman or going out of town or doing this. Get a confirmation. God is no dummy. And he don't put you on a wild goose chase. Uh-uh. Get a confirmation. We just running. Well, no, I don't take nothing for granted. I don't take nobody's word for granted. Whatever. I be praying, Lord this and Lord that. I wait on the Lord. We got to do it. That's if we run too fast. We made a many shipwreck. A many marriage have been broken up. Or that's a many marriage you're in. You wish you hadn't married that person. Wish you hadn't married that man. Or wish you haven't taken that job. Or wish you haven't bought that car. You know? Confirmation. Is it too hard? You have to wait so long for a confirmation? You don't have to wait a lifetime for a confirmation. God give you confirmation. He never give you one in your dream. You know, shoot. God, 15 in your dream. No, he spoke to me. My dream, I'm worried about trying to find me a church home and everything. Shoot. He told me, he spoke to me in my dream. Mm-hmm. Sure did. I'm telling you, God speak to you in your dream. God give you answer in your dream. Sure will. Yes, this is Pastor Betty Harrison. Good to be in the land of living. Sure enough. Good to be in the land of living. Praise the Lord. If we don't have a son, and we gonna play a son, then I'm come back and pray. Yeah, let me do this. Praise the Lord. Right to Pastor Betty Harrison. Yes, see the prosperity. Post office box 75-16-03, Memphis, Tennessee, 38175. So I know some of y'all don't like to write. I can understand that. Okay. Wait a minute. If this broadcast has blessed you, put it on Facebook. I'll be on Facebook. Put me on Facebook on the Betty Harris. Shoot. Yeah, do a Facebook page for me. See, I enjoyed you. Whatever. Facebook. I'm on Facebook. But I'm a bit of Harris. I got to get the Seed of Prosperity stuff together myself. You know, I'm learning. But you'd be so afraid to do go so far and mess up what you do have that you can't come on. So I had to take it easy. Now, once I retire, I had time to work with it. Yes. This is the Seed of Prosperity broadcast. Get you a confirmation. Don't take my word for it. What I tell you, if I tell you something, don't take my word for it. Get a confirmation from the Lord. Get a confirmation. Say, Lord, send me a confirmation. Send me a confirmation. Oh, I'm not going this and that. So, Lord, you got to show me some signs or something. You know, you know, just run wild and doing this and doing that. Give you a confirmation. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes. Praise God. God is awesome. I'm going to play a song. Praise the Lord. God is awesome. Praise our Lord, honey. Go to
I've been crying. can shut. It's all at the altar. He will meet your need. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Hallelujah, God. Glory. Yeah, hallelujah. Hey, glory. That's the altar, the altar, the altar. Yes, Lord. Let me say this before I get too far in this progress. I do not own any of these rights to these sons. I do not own these sons. I don't own the right to them. At the altar. Some of us, we need to go to the altar. We've not been to the altar. And it doesn't have to be the church. Find your altar in your house. Find your room. Find your spot where that can be your altar. We need to go to the altar. We're not at these altars. So much trouble coming. The altar. You have to go to the altar. Cry out to him. You have to steal away. Cry out to the Lord. We playing church. We ain't done nothing. Until trouble hit us, then we want everybody in the world to pray for us. Everybody. Put me on the prayer list. Put me on prayer list. Get saved. You ain't saved. Pray that I get saved. We want the easy way out. God no dummy, he no fool, you know? We want always, God, y'all pray for my daughter, pray for my son, pray this and pray that. What about you? Are they saved? Have they given their life to the Lord? And then tell you, the Lord delivered them, and then they go back in the same old mess, haven't changed. Oh, no, God not pleased with that. We know we want to ride on God's goodness and on God's kindness. But you know, God, listen, God said, look, God is a just God. Now, look, he's not playing. And you think he's going to die for us on the cross for us to do any live any kind of way and he just turning his back? Oh, no. Some people got to live a certain way and other folks just do what they want to do. Oh, my God. If I ever thought I was serving the God like this, I'd throw up my hand and say, what's the use? Let me do my thing, you know? Let me tell somebody all. Who are you telling? Thank the Lord. Yeah, this is Dan Better Harris. And if you call me at this number, just call in. It's 347-850-1971. You can call today, 347-850-1971. If you want prayer, I'm live. I'll be live when I come on the air. I thank the Lord I'm live. So what you hear? I can't change it. Praise the Lord. But let us pray. First thing, let me read some scriptures. Praise the Lord. People going through, they still going through. And some of them, you know, people forever go through. You're not going to live in this earth on a father bed or Eve and not to have any trouble. The devil won't attack you. Oh, my Lord. My Lord. Oh. Isaiah 40:29-31. God give power to me when I'm faint and weary. And my weakness, he increases strength in me. I wait for him, and he renew my strength and power. I will lift up wings of strength and rise as an eagle. I shall run and not be weary. I shall walk and not faint or become tired. You know, they had, so in this scripture, they had this is another version. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, folks going through. They're really sick in the body. Some was sickness. So much violence. My Lord, ho. Jeremiah 3:17. I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of all thy wounds, said the Lord. Jeremiah 3:17. Oh, God. My God. Jeremiah 17:14. Hear me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise. I will trust in the Lord with all their heart and lean not to my own understanding. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Yeah, this is Vance Bennett here. Talking about seek for confirmation and do not settle for misinformation. My Lord, my Lord. Yeah. Okay, let me see what this says. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know, we're playing games. We're playing tricks. This, yeah, life is for real. These folks, life is real. Psalms 118 and 17, I shall not die, but live and declare the words of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. Lord, if anything in my life not like you, take it out. If I'm not where I should be, Lord, do something for me. Do something for me. Do something for me. Talk to me, Jesus. I want to be right. I want to be right. I want to do right. I want to live right. Give me strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. And the people under my voice, Lord, heal and save and set free, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They're going through with the children, with this violence in this city. I come against this violence in this city, in Memphis, Tennessee. My God, my God. Father, in the name of Jesus. It's like every time you turn on the TV in the morning time, someone have gotten shot or killed in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Tell us what to do, Lord. Tell us what we're doing wrong, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Only you know. You know, Lord, the reason and the cause for all this violence, Lord. You can't walk up and down the street. Somebody's up to shoot you. Can't even sit in your house. Somebody's up to shoot you in the house, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, get a hold of this city. Get a hold of this city. Oh, Jesus. Get a hold of this. Oh, Jesus. Get a hold of this city in the name of Jesus. All this violence. I come against it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us. Oh, yeah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have you right away in Memphis, Tennessee. In Memphis, Tennessee. In Memphis, Tennessee. Father, in the name of Jesus, we need you. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. Let us turn our heart back to you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, bring us back into the fold, Father. In you, Lord. Hide us in your bosom, Lord. Rock us like you rock a baby. In the name of Jesus, hide us, Lord. Oh, God, hide us, Lord. Oh, Jesus, hide us in your bosom, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh, Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you. Those that are sick in their body, they got pain, muscle pain. They got headache pain. They got shoulder pain. They got knee pain. They got hip pain. They got leg pain. They got feet pain. Oh, Jesus. They got eye pain. They got ear pain. Oh, I come against a different type of pain, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Ah, in the name of Jesus. All these different things. They got back pain. They got eye pain. In the name of Jesus. Whatever caused you, for whatever reason. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch the body. In the name of Jesus, on the sound of my voice, move and deliver, and set free, Father, in the name of Jesus. Raise a bow down here. Wipe the tears from the eyes, Lord. Oh, bring that marriage back together again. Bring peace in that marriage. Bring harmony in that household. Bring harmony in that church, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Jesus. This is Evangelist Betty Harris. Yes, I am. Thank you from Memphis, Tennessee. Yes. Write me. Name of Jesus. You don't pay my sons, wait. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Wait. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Let me see. Listen. Take me to the King.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart.
Popcorn prayer, not doing nothing. Some of not doing anything. And some of y'all don't pray at all. Until somebody, until you have an accident or something happened, then you, first thing we say, Lord have mercy. Jesus. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Those are two phrases we say most of the time. Oh my God. That's number three. You know, we just take God for granted. You know, you get mad, angry your own self. They tell me, don't want to serve me. Don't want to serve the Lord at all. Don't want to serve me. Just don't want to serve me. Oh, it don't take all that. Until trouble hit that body. Until that sickness hit that body. Then you change your whole atmosphere change, your whole idea change. Then you're looking all pitiful then. When you're up on your feet, doing well, you thought. You know? Then think about that. Oh, you living a life of riding. You living good. You have, you're on a high horses. You riding your horse. I tell you truth. Oh, you don't look back. You know, walking over people, misusing people. Got money in your pocket. Doing well. But things can happen all at once. A split second, things can happen all at once. All at once. We need to be ready. We need to be on our guard at all times. We need to be on our guard at all times. So that devil is on his guard. Now, having such a good time, we forget. We ain't thinking about the Lord. We're not thinking about the Lord until trouble hit us. It's trouble hit our loved ones. Yeah, this is Matthew Better Have Bring You See the Prosperity Broadcast. I'm dealing with seek for confirmation. Do not settle for misinformation. Both will lead you down a road of hell if you don't wake up and smell the roses, wake up and smell the coffee. They tell you the wrong thing, and we are so gullible, some of us. Well, so on, so on. She should know, he should know, he this. You know, he all powerful, you know, they this and they that. You seek for confirmation. If you don't get a confirmation on it, leave it alone. If you don't get a confirmation, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. God will give confirmation. And some of you don't even want to think about giving the confirmation. Just take that person's word face value. You don't take saying face value. You talk to the Lord about that. Is that so hard to do? But we're just too lazy even to do that. Confirmation. Do the confirmation. Seek confirmation. Whatever way the Lord send that confirmation, you know, you reach up and get it. My God. Come on, all these bad marriages, all these bad situations, all these bad moves we done made because listen to people. Listen to people. And we don't, you know, we just take their word for it. As that's the gospel. Whatever the word said, whatever they say, well, he should know. I'm not taking nothing for granted. I always seek the Lord. Mm-mm. Even the Lord tell me something. I'm trying to get a confirmation, find about, Lord, is this really you? Is this really you? Is this really you? Take nothing for granted. Mm-mm. But talk to the Lord and say, the Lord said, sometimes it's not me the Lord, be the devil a lot of times. You have to get this thing, you have to get this thing right now. Need confirmation, y'all people need to get these confirmations. Y'all making too many shipwrecks, too many trouble. Too many tears got to be shed because you didn't get confirmation. So you didn't get confirmation. Don't have time. Don't have time, you know. Well, don't have time. You need to take time. Take time. And smell the roses. Smell the coffee. Take time. And look up there at the sky and say, Lord, I thank you. And look up there in the sky. Say, Lord, you know. Now you give me some answers. You give me some revelation. Yeah. Not these churches, too. Especially these people prophesying to people and stuff like that. Okay, Psalms 118:17. I should not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I should not die, but live and declare the words of the Lord. Psalms 118:17. Jeremiah 30:17. For help unto thee, and I will hear thee of thy womb, said the Lord. Okay. Okay. Matthew, the 21st chapter, the 21st through the 22nd verse. Jesus answered and said to them, verily I said to you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye should not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. And all things whatsoever he shall ask in prayer, believing it, he shall receive it. Okay. Mark 9:23. Jesus said to them, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Isn't God good? Mark 10:27. Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible. Yes, it is. But not with God. But with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. With man, they're not. But with God, all things are possible. We got to realize that what looks bad to you, it's nothing for the Lord to do and for the Lord to work out. Nothing. You just need to get a grip. One thing about it, needs to stay out of mess so much. Mess in the church. Mess on the job. Mess on in the street. We need to stay out of mess. If we spend more time seeking the Lord on our knees, it wouldn't be that much trouble. But we're not doing that. All that we think money. Money, some man or some woman. That's the only thing we think about. That's what we think about, people. That's what we think about. Shoot. They ain't sitting by the Lord to trouble hit them like I say we will forever say. You ain't sitting by the Lord to trouble hit them. You know that's the truth. When trouble hit them, honey, sometimes you're trying to trust somebody. But then I remember somebody, that person been raising in a rage. Do you say anything to you? Shoot. When that person got sick, shoot. Well, just as a lamb. You know, people like that. Just as the lamb, they was in a rage. Just, whoa. Oh, Jesus. This ain't no, that person turned. Well, be safe. Be careful out there now. Listen that. Oh, no. Sick. They got sick. They sick. The attitudes have changed. The mind has changed towards you. Look, when you can show no sick, you ain't putting a lot of mess. Most of you are not. Now, some people, you know, they're working, you know, they're working, still make a fool out of people. But when you see something upset, you know, you change, your attitude change. You don't want to, all this argument, all this cussing, and all this fighting, you change your attitude. You change your ways. You're trying to get healed. You're trying to get a healing from the Lord. Yeah, you change your ways. You ain't so arrogant. I ain't so nasty. Snappy. Yes, Lord. My Lord. Let me tell you another song. Yes. Then I'm gonna pray to this. I'm gonna pray. whatever you're going through with. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Give it to God. It's not too high. Neither is too low for the Lord to work things out. For God to work a miracle, a supernatural miracle. Oh, look. Give it to him. He wants us to give it to him. He knows we can't carry this burden. The Lord knows we can't carry the world. Somebody said, my yoke is easy, my burden light. He knows we can't carry this load, the load the devil got on us. We can't carry without Jesus. He knows that. Somebody said, give your burden to me. I carry it for you. He carried the cross. He carried our burden. He knows we can't carry it. Too low, too heavy. Too heavy. We got to give it to him. Someone trying to carry it. Well, you know, this and that. Give it to him. Give it to the Lord. Who are you anyway? No more power and stuff. You don't have the power to carry the devil. The devil can put some mess on you now. He can put a load on you now. He can put trouble all the time. If you try to get out of one trouble, he put another one on you. And while you're still in that, sometimes he double. Sometimes he triple. Praise the Lord. Yes, he does. I know. The devil doesn't care. He put that much. He put anything on you he can. Anything that was... make you buckle under the load. He put it on you. My God, my God, my God, my God. Yes, Lord. My God, my God. The Lord will make a way. Let me see. Some of y'all going through trouble right now. Going through. Give it to the Lord. And I don't know how I'm going to make it, Jesus. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Lord Jesus, you got to help me. Yeah, he will help you. The Lord will make a way somehow. He will make a way for you. Give it to him. Gotta carry that load by yourself. And can't carry that load by yourself. It's too hard. It's too heavy. And it's too hard. Shoot. Give it to him. Y'all be glad to give it to the Lord. Give it to somebody that can carry the load. My God, my God. My Lord, my Lord. Yeah, it is rough. But God said the world will be easy. But he let us know, I'll be with you. I will be with you. Y'all will be with you side by side. He will lead you and he will guide you. My Lord, my Lord. We've got to get a hold of this thing. This thing is rough. My Lord, my Lord. God will make a way. Yes, he will. Give it to him. Give it to him.
And the fear falls on me.
Lord, mess away somehow. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. This is Evangelist Betty Harris, bringing you see the Prosperity Broadcast. I'm talking today. Seek for confirmation. Do not settle for misinformation. So many people, and those that are tuning in, been led down the wrong pathway. Listen to people. I don't get who they are. And you didn't get a confirmation. You just went. Oh, she said it. You know, he's anointed and this and that. And mama said and daddy said and auntie said it. You know, they should know. Uh-huh. Yeah. The devil get it. The devil will speak through anybody. You hear me? The devil will speak through anybody. Your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, the preacher, the bishop, the pastor, the teacher. The devil will speak through anybody. Sure will. Well, the devil will speak through anybody. Sure will. And you got to get a confirmation on the things that they have told you. Even on the thing that God have shown you, even himself, get a confirmation. God was in a confirmation. One thing about the Lord, he won't leave you out stranded. He won't leave you outside in the cold. He going to send a confirmation to you now. If God told you something and God dealing with you about something, he going to give you a confirmation. Yes, he is. And sometimes we still don't want to do what God wants us to do. Sometimes he had to give two confirmation, more than one sometimes. He might even give more than me. He might even give three. You know, some was hard-headed. We don't want to do what God wants us to do, depending on what it is, you know. Oh, Lord, give me the confirmation that so-and-so called or this and that. Okay. You know, that's when we really don't want to do what God wants us to do. Really. You know, some of us don't want to preach. We don't want to be evangelist. Well, you know, some of them don't want to be pastor. Lord, you sure got to show me. Oh, yeah, that's when they really asked God for confirmation then. But, you know, when God said you're going to be a great, get a lot of money and live in a fine home, and I see 4 and 5 cars in your driveway, you don't never ask the Lord, give me confirmation. You say, oh, yeah, well, that was the prophet that said, that was the bishop said, that was the pastor said. You don't ask for confirmation for that. But if it tells you you're going to be a preacher and you're going to evangelize and you're going to be a pastor, you know, we won't, you know, we don't. We ask for that. No, I don't want, you know, folks let you know, I don't be a pastor. They tell you, man, I don't want a pastor. And they say, you tell them, can you give me a little missionary? No, I don't want to be a missionary. No, they want to do their own thing. Wrong. In the wrong. They want to sin, you know. They don't want to live that strict life. We don't want to live that strict life according to what the Lord wanted to live. You put it out daily. Yeah, thing attack you every day. You have to just pray for us, God to give you strength and give you understanding. We don't want to live for the Lord. Somebody don't want to live for the Lord. No, we don't. No. Mm-mm. Because all this violence wouldn't be around. In the church, all this messing wouldn't be in the church. All this messing wouldn't even be in the pulpit. We don't want to live for the Lord. We're playing games. We don't want to live for the Lord. Too much mess. No, we don't want to live for the Lord. We talk that stuff. You go down to that casino, find how many Christian folks down there. Those that are opening. Find out. Pick out the Christian folks. Got the name on the church roll. Shoot. That's a dog trap. Go to some of these hotels. What you doing here? That's not your wife. That's not your husband. Oh, yeah. Play, honey. Play the game. I know how the game play. I know how the game play. And the Lord know how the game play. The Holy Ghost know how the game is played. My God. So much mess in this world. The man, that's you. You're talking about dying. Look, if you live for the Lord, that's the best thing to do is just get away from here. To make sure you ready to meet him. That's the best place. Be crying. So-and-so dead. If that person is dead and they have lived for the Lord, they're going to heaven. That's the best place for them. Best place for them to be in heaven. All this mess down here. You go to the service station, get gas in you. If you don't lock it, if you don't, you need to lock it. I lock mine while I'm pumping my gas. You hear me? folks would get in your car while you pumping gas. They would get in your car and drive away. Lock your car while you pumping your gas. Lock your car while you're getting going in the service station to pay for the gas. And lock your car if you're going for getting groceries. Lock your car if you're backing out your driveway. You know, let me know before you phone with OT. Get in that car and lock your car, and then fumble with your keys to put it in the ignition. We fumble too much, and the door's not locked. Lock those doors. Yeah, the devil can get in, and the devil can put a gun on you. But at least let him fight for it. At least don't let him have the right of way. Lock your door. Lock your car door. Yeah. Cutting grass and stuff. You know, even when I used to cut my grass, I don't cut it now, shoot. You know, I always have something outside with me because you never know when a dog come or it's a man come. You never know. I always have some type of protection so you can, you know, so you can have some type of weapon, some ammonia or something to spray in their eyes and stuff. You know, shoot. I mean, sometimes you be in your yard cutting grass and stuff. You know, nobody around. Here come an old dog, stray dog. There's an old man trying to rape somebody. Yeah, you have to think. You must say, think for you. You have to think. Well, say, let your head be more than for a hat rest. You know, yeah. I'm talking about. I might have got off the subject, but you know what? It's all good. It's all good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me pray. Time for me to pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Hallelujah, I thank you, Jesus. You brought me a mighty long way. You made a way for me out of no way. I didn't know how I could make it so many times, Jesus. I want to give you the honor and the glory. I couldn't have done it. I couldn't have made it without you. Couldn't have made it this far without you, Jesus. And first, I want to thank you. Before I ask you for anything, I want to give you the praise and the honor. My God, my God. My God, my God, Jesus, touch the people's heart, their mind, their body, in the name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord. There's sickness in their body. Those pain wrecking the body. I come with this all kinds of pain, Father. All kinds of pain. All kinds of cut that's been cut on, Lord. That, I mean, the pain, the medicine, sometimes they have a reaction, a wrong reaction to the medicine, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them be able to get the right medicine, Lord. Let them be able to get the right treatment, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, go in the operating room, Father, in the name of Jesus. Be with the doctors. Be with the nurses. Be with the one to give the gas. And anesthesiology. Give him to get the right amount of gas, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Guide the hands, Father. Some of them on drugs, Father. Some of them on drugs, Father. You know. Oh, God. Some of them are taking drugs. Ah, glory. Guide the hands. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, heal and deliver and set free. Whatever the problem is, Lord, move in that situation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Move in the finance, Lord. Someone need cars, Father, in the name of Jesus. Someone need a place to stay. They got someone about to be put out of doors. They need to pay their mortgage. They need to pay their house note. They need to pay the rent, apartment rent. In the name of Jesus, intervene. They don't see their way. But Lord, make a way out of no way. In the name of Jesus. 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 Touch. Touch, Lord. Touch. On the sound of my voice. Touch. Oh, let them feel your anointing. Let them feel your power. In the name of Jesus. Touch. Heal. Heal and deliver. Set free, Lord. Come in the room. Come in the car. Come wherever they are. Let them feel your presence, Father. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, move. Move, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Move on my sister's body. In the name of Jesus. Move on my brother's throat. Father, in the name of Jesus. Move on my niece's body. Move on my body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heal, Lord. And set free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Anything not like you, take it out, Father. And I see. In the name of you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. God good, God good. Sometimes you feel the thing. Sometimes you feel that. You feel it. You feel it. You feel it.
I tried to force a laugh, but my lips wouldn't lie. My heart was broken, but I was too sad to even cry.
Do you hear me?
Yet I had to stand my test. I had to take the pain, tried to make me a happy face. Oh, but there was too much rain.
I was in a tunnel, I couldn't see the light. Whenever I looked up, I couldn't see the sky. No, no. Sometimes when I'm standing, it feels like I've been running for miles. My heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. Oh,
then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains.
Yes, you did.
How it helped, 'cause I was lost.
And then I felt a strong wind.
And I heard a voice say,
the storm is over.
The storm is over now.
I can feel the sunshine. Of my battle, all hope's gone.
Nowhere to turn.
Downtown in a rush crowd, but feeling all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, y'all, but still no finish line. But no.
Then I climbed the hills and saw.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. If nothing like when that storm is over, praise the Lord. God won't let you suffer forever. He won't let you suffer forever. My God, my God. This is Evangelist Betty Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Coming from Memphis, Tennessee. You can call me if you want to call me today. It's 347-850-1971. I'm talking today, seek for confirmation. Do not settle for misinformation. Now let's pray. My God, now let's pray. If you got a prayer request and you need prayer, listen to the Seed of Prosperity broadcast. I'm going to hit now and then. I'm going to hit right on the spot, whatever you're dealing with, whatever the pain is, wherever the pain is. I'm going to be right there with the Holy Ghost. My Lord, like a healing said. My Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for this broadcast that has blessed the people far and near, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let people's life be turned around by listening to the broadcast. I'm the anointing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place on this broadcast. Let healing take place, all kinds of healing, in the name of Jesus. Wherever the problem is, wherever the aches and pain, and in the name of Jesus, let healing take place on this broadcast. Let healing on the anointing of the Holy, let healing take place, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them feel, let them be delivered on this broadcast. Let's be deliverance on this broadcast. No flesh glorified, not in flesh, Lord, but in the Holy Ghost. Bless, Father, in the name of Jesus. You bless, Lord. Touch the many people hard in their body in the name of Jesus. Some of them don't know what to do, Lord. They've been aching in pain. The doctor has given them up. But God, Lord, you step in, Father. Step in when the doctor said no. You step in, Father, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, the Holy Ghost, step in. Step in when the doctor left off. Step in. Take control. Take control. Take control of the situation. Take control of the healing. Take control of the deliverance, Father. Take control of the pain, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood in the name of Jesus. Those fibroid tumors are coming against those female problems. Those fibroid tumors, dry them up, Father. Dry the blood flow. Dry the blood flow, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch. Touch the heart and the lungs. Oh, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Breathing, having problems in their breathing. Let them breathe better. Oh, to heal the breathing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that have bronchitis. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Touch. Heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those lungs, Lord, let them be able to breathe better in the lungs, Father. Heal the lungs. Heal the lungs, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, you hear it. Let healing take place over this broadcast. Let healing take place, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go prostate cancer in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, all form of cancer. I come against it. I plead the blood of Jesus. Dry it up on the roof. Dry it up on the roof. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. And those generation curses, I come against it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. You got to intervene. You got to step in the last seat, in the name of Jesus. I can't do it. But Holy Ghost, you can. Move. You know what needs to be moved. You know who needs to be touched. I'm the last seat. You know who listened to me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your will be done. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Oh, don't let them rest, Lord. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, oh, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I see. Name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, Jesus, amen and amen. Oh, God, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Come in the room, Lord, come in the room. Come in the room, Jesus, come in the room. Hallelujah, hallelujah, come in the room, Lord. Ah, yes, Lord, come in the room. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God.
I want you to know tonight that there is a fountain. put a little twist on this, but it says,
there is
a fountain filled, drawn from Emmanuel's vein. And sinners who plunge beneath that flood lose all. Say it like this. Say it again. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein.
Yeah.
And as a sinner one day I plunge beneath that flood, and I'm here to tell you I lost all. They're guilty. You may ask me, who is he? He is the Son of the Living God. Of the Living God. I'm talking about Jesus. And he's the Holy One. And still today, if sinners will plunge beneath that flood, they'll lose all. That Jesus was crucified. He was crucified between two thieves, and the writer said, the dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. Oh yes. And my prayer is that there may I, even though I'm as sinful and vile, wash all my sin away. He is the Son of the Living God. Of the Living God. He is Jesus Christ. And he's still the Holy One. And there may I, though vile, my grave. But the blessed hope is that on the other side, on the other side, in a nobler and a sweeter song, I'll still lift my voice and sing thy power to save. Trust and believe him.
One more time. Sinners who will plunge beneath.
Blood of the Lamb. testify to the saving power of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. My God. Talking about confirmation. Get you a confirmation. Don't take people's word as that's the gospel. Get you confirmation. Any way to get a confirmation. Don't go off running. Get them. I see you marrying him. That's your husband. But so-and-so says that she saw me marrying him. Get a confirmation. So-and-so saw me marrying her. Get a confirmation. So-and-so saw me leaving my job. Oh, Lord, get a confirmation for God's sake. Yes. John said, I see you retiring. Get a confirmation for God's sake. Get one. My God. Do what the Lord said. My God. This is Seed of Prosperity. Seek for confirmation and not sell it for misinformation. Give you the wrong information. And we're running off with it. The ruin of many people's lives have been ruined. Running off of what this prophecy said on some prophecy, on word, what somebody said. You ever even seek the Lord. Lord, give me the confirmation. Is this really you? My God. No. Let me know. I don't want to be making a shipwreck in them, and then it's a wrong job or a wrong car, you know? A wrong street, a wrong house, you know? My God, get a confirmation. Lord, is this the house you want me to have? Is this the house? This kind of real estate lady take you to the house, don't mean that's the house God wants you to have. God show me this is the house for you. Get a confirmation. I know. I believe in confirmation. I know. You're not going to put me out on a limb. Lord, did you say that? Now, you got to show me something. You got to tell me something. Yeah, we just go out. We just take people's word for granted. No. Don't you take people's word for granted. Get a confirmation. Your life is one at stake. Your life involved. Shoot. You're the one got to live with that, in that situation or with that husband or with that wife. Or with that job, or drive that car. My God, get a confirmation. Yes. My God, get a confirmation. You don't have time. Nobody tell you that.
Word from the Lord. Word you how he spoke to me. I was in Nashville, Tennessee, to sing at a conference, and I was sitting there depressed about things that have happened in my past. And Bishop Kenneth Mole stood on his feet, and he sang these words, and they came straight from the Lord to me. He said, "Your life."
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray another song. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. My God, my God. You got to get a hold to this spirit. Get a hold to the Lord.
Yes, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Sometimes I think about the things you have done for me. How you washed away all my sins, set my spirit free. Then I look back on my life. I haven't always done right. Still your goodness and mercy follows me every day of my life. I believe I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. When I thought about giving up, you set trust in me. If you hold on and faint not, keep your faith in me. Lord, you don't see me like I am. You see me like I'm gonna be. So I believe I'll run on, see what the end's gonna be. Hallelujah, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Hallelujah, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror. Too close to the mirror. Too close to the mirror to see what you see.
Yes, Lord. Too close, my Lord. Tomorrow. We're going to play another song. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now I'm going to pray when he comes with this song. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Tomorrow. We put out too much. I do it tomorrow. Do it today. Do it right now. A lot of hours got started because I do it tomorrow. And you've been talking about you doing tomorrow and haven't got it done yet. And a lot of arguments in these marriages just started among family members, too. You keep pulling off. You haven't done it yet. You keep saying, I'm going to do it tomorrow. And why not do it today? We put out salvation. I get saved tomorrow. When I decide I want to get saved, I do it tomorrow. Do it now. Give your heart to the Lord now. Who knows you're going to be living tomorrow. Who knows you're going to be in the land of living tomorrow. Don't care if you're not sick. Don't care if you're not sick. Some people die. Shoot. And honey, and then you look just as well as on the horse, but they're dead. So you can't judge a book by its cover now. Uh-uh. You know what it is? They said the wellest day of your life will be the day you die. And we don't want to turn our life to the Lord. We got time. Got time. My God. Time for what? Time for you to still stay in your sin? God. My Lord, my Lord. My God, my God. Yes, this is Ben Harrison. Oh, Lord Jesus. God is so good. He's so good. We take the Lord for granted. God is so good to us. I mean, you can feel the kindness and the sweetness. And we just do any kind of way. God raises us off of a deathbed, a sick bed. Lord, I'm going to serve you. If you get me well and just heal me. Then you get healed and get delivered, and then you go back doing the same thing. The same thing. You're going to promise the Lord, you're going to change your ways and live for him. And you go right back drinking, smoking, running around. You go right back. Then promise the Lord, you're going to change your life, going to turn your life around. You know, you're not God. God knew you were lying when you, he was just a good God. He knew you were lying when you said it. But he just went on because he had so much love in his heart. He just went on and did it. Heal your body, heal your mind, and heal that child that's sick, or heal that mother, or did whatever you wanted him to do. Just like he doesn't have any sense. You know, we pray God for crazy. We think God doesn't have good sense, you know? You know, let you get bad with stuff. You know, the ease and tell the Lord this and Lord that. God know you're lying when you tell him that. He know you're lying. Don't you know the Lord know when you're lying? You're trying to fool him and trying to sneak up on the healing and sneak up on the blessing and lying through your teeth. My God. It takes God to be a loving God because someone would have killed some of y'all a long time ago. Got you all out the way. Wouldn't deal with all this lying back and forth. Don't you get tired of people lying back and forth? Just lying. Some people got the reputation of lying all the time. Yeah, you can't believe a word they say. Lie all the time. You tell they lying. You know they lying, but sometimes you do things, but you know in the end they lying. You got people borrow money from you. I pay you back. You know they lying when you know they lying when they say they're going to pay you back. But you just go on and do it. You know they lying. You know they lying. They're not going to pay you back. They lying. Folks will lie any kind of way to get that money when they want you to do something for them. They tell a lie in a minute. Know they lying. I know my brother. He dead now. Yes, he's talking about money. I know he was lying. He ain't pay no money back. No. He wasn't no paying the money back, but he lied through his teeth. I pay you back. He owed me $100. He ain't paid it back yet. He dead now. I pay you back. Mm-hmm. He never did pay that $100 back to me. Lying. That's the truth. People do you like that. My God. Trust folks do you like that. You don't have to go to the center. The trust people rough. They rough. They lie in a minute, too. Get that money and lie. No, they're not going to pay you back. You just turn over to the hands of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Lord. It's a mess on top of a mess. Yeah, life is something else. I'm getting ready. Seek for confirmation. Do not settle for misinformation. Seek the Lord for the right answer. Lord, is this you talking to me? God will give you the confirmation now. We need to get confirmation. Ever didn't it? Somebody, a lot of people out there on the side of my board need confirmation. You haven't got confirmation. And some of y'all on the side of my board, you didn't get confirmation, and you in hell right now because you didn't get confirmation from the Lord. But God would have told you no. And you didn't want to tell you no. So sometimes we don't want the Lord to tell us the truth. Sometimes we don't want to ask for confirmation, but we're scared he said no. And we want that man, want that husband, want that car, or want that house, you know. We go self on it. No, this man was going to Africa, and He says, "Now don't pray." I said, "Well, I can pray to God, you know, hear you, but take no. I don't want you to pray. No, he don't want me to pray because God might have said don't go, and he didn't want God to say it don't go. So in other words, don't you pray." Isn't that something? He went. He came back safely. But that's what people do when they're scared that that prayer gonna turn that thing around that they want to do. They don't want you to pray. They don't want you to pray. They don't want you to pray. Some of y'all don't want you to pray for that husband, that man, because you want to marry him. You don't want nobody to pray, Lord. Now, let me, you don't have mother to do it, grandparents. Then let me pray the Lord, this is the right one for you. No, you don't want them to pray, because you want to get married to him. I tell you, all hell broke loose. And then you say, you know, she told me that, she I shouldn't have let her pray. Sometimes I might be getting out of self. Told this lady that you can marry this man, but he will never really make you a husband, a good husband. He may never make you a good husband. And so many times she said, and so the lady that told her that is dead now. She said, oh, about your, if she was in the land of living, I would tell her, you sure told me the truth. He never did make her a good husband, you know? No. He said, no. She didn't want to hear it. See, no. I said, so you can go on marrying him, but he would never make you a good husband. I'm telling you. And he never did. He never did. But she went on to marry and suffered. Yeah, she's in love with him. But, honey, he put her through. He was in love. He was in love. She was in love with him. But he put her through. He put her through. Holy hell. You hear me? Holy hell. My Lord, my Lord. Lord knows. Get that confirmation. No, she didn't pray for confirmation. She didn't want a confirmation. She wanted to marry that man, and she did. She married. She married. She sure did. Without a confirmation from the Lord, God would have told her no. He was hard. He never was a good husband for her. Running around, gambling, sold dope and stuff, you know. Never did make her a good husband. And she had four children, but he never make a good husband. He didn't take care of the kids. Now, who want to live like that? Who want to go through that? Is love worth that? Is love worth that? My God, let me love Jesus like that. Let me love Jesus like that. My God, is love worth that? You're going through because I love him. Whoa, Jesus, love Jesus like that. Love him. Love the Lord like that. I want to love Jesus like that. My Lord, my Lord. Give me Jesus. My Lord, seen so much stuff. Oh, Jesus. I don't want to go through that. My God. Sickness is bad enough, but I don't need bad relationships. Deliver me. Sometimes you can't help about you being sick sometimes, but Lord knows you can help by being, sometimes you can help by being married to these wrong men, the wrong woman, the wrong women. I tell you the truth. Deliver me. A holy hell, you're living in a holy hell. My Lord, no confirmation. Is this the right one, Lord? In love. Is this the right one? Is this where you want me to go, Lord? You just want to, don't want to confirmation. Just go on what somebody told you. Lord Jesus, help me, help me, help me. I need you, Lord. Oh, God, let us pray. Oh, God, let us pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. I come to you, Lord. Don't know who else can attend to but you, Lord. Oh, so much to Lord, I'm in. Things come against even me, Father. Deliver me, Father, from the hands of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, set me free. Oh, God, heal me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hear my family, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, or in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place over this radio, over this broadcast, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, as we go in the atmosphere, oh, touch, Lord, and move and deliver in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place. All kinds of healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Let us turn our heart to you, Father. I will let us look up to the hills, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, We need you, Lord. I need you, Jesus. Come in the room, Lord. Come in the room, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Move every stomach block in the way, Lord. Move the stomach block, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Move the stomach block, Father. Oh, Jesus, we need you. We need you, Jesus. Let healing take place. Let deliverance take place. Let them reach up and get the blessing, whatever type of blessing that they need, Father. In the name of Jesus, on the sound of my voice, Lord, on nobody, but on somebody in you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. On no big missionary. Oh, Lord, I don't have a big title by my name, Father. But, oh, Jesus, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Move in my behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let that people feel your anointing, Father. Let them feel you, Lord. Let them feel the anointing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go in the room wherever they might be, Lord. In the nursing home, oh, Lord. Walk up and down the aisles, Lord. The bed, to touch them, touch their body, Father. The elderly people, Lord. Some of them have been used and mistreated. This virus going around, heal the lungs, Lord. Heal the lungs. Oh, the immune system, heal, Lord. Give strength to the immune system in the name of Jesus. In the immune, Lord. Oh, Lord. Give strength to the immune, Lord, body. Immune system in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. We need you, we need you, we need you. Touch, Lord, touch. Oh, God. Some of them feel all alone. Nobody to care for them. Nobody love them. Oh, back away. Oh, come in the room. Soon they. So soothe them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, that pacemaker in their heart. Let her run right, Lord. Regulate it, Father. They be out of whack. Regulate it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Throw joint out the riders in the joint. The cripple off the rider in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pain in the wrist. Carpotonal. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. I have problems. Oh, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ear problem. Oh, unstop the ears, Lord. Unstop the ears, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Help us, help us, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Help us, Father. In the name of Jesus, touch, Lord. Save that marriage. Come in between those marriages, Father. In the name of Jesus, bring peace and bring harmony, Lord. In the name of Jesus, where their hearts are stone, make it heart of flesh. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Meet the need. Oh, meet your financial need, Lord. Oh, Father, they need it. Oh, they need to rent the house. They need the house note, Father. In the name of Jesus. They need the car note. Some of them need gas in the car, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come in the room. Come in the room, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever the problems are. Oh, my God. Intervene, Father. Intervene, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. My Lord, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord.
The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. Oh, the presence of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the Spirit of
Make this your response to whatever. the healing of your body,
amen.
To the raising of the dead,
amen.
No matter how you're feeling,
amen.
Or how your world is reeling,
amen.
Battle on through the night,
amen.
'Cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen.
Even in the valley,
amen.
Or standing at your Red Sea,
amen.
Continue to say,
amen.
'Cause your help. Let the church say,
amen.
Oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Minute and 51 seconds. Praise the Lord. Thank you, caller 299, for coming in. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for you holding, for coming in. 299. Thank the Lord for you calling in on the air. Praise the Lord. I got 90 seconds. Every Sunday evening, listen to the Cedar Prosperity broadcast, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. in the name of Jesus. And I want to say something that I can bless somebody. I want to pray that I would be able to bless somebody in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we're going to pray as this broadcast go out. All Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank the people that tune me in. Bless them, Lord. Bless them with a special blessing. They made the effort to call in. They made the effort to listen to me. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch their body, move in their situation, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, everything not right, Lord, writing it for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Moving in their family, in the name of Jesus. Work things out in their family, Lord, in the finance, Father, in the name of Jesus. As they go up and down the street, driving the car, shielding and protecting them, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, open their eyes, Lord, that they might see, Lord, that they might see the God you soon to come. And, Lord, all souls, save the souls, Lord. Under the sound of my voice, those unsaved, touch their heart, touch their mind in the name of Jesus. Bring healing to the body, healing to the mind in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Moon in the atmosphere, Lord. Oh, Father, as this prayer goes, go to airways. Oh, let it touch whom we will touch. Bless and deliver, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bring me higher in you, Father, in this prayer, Father. Bring me higher in this prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus. No self be glorified, but I give you the honor and I give you the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need you. We need you. We need you in the world today. We need you in our home. We need you in our street. Oh, God. Get a hold to your people. Let them pray and seek you and call out to your name, Father. We got to turn our way to you. We got to turn our heart to you. We got to turn to you, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. After my people, we say, call by my name. Yes, Lord, we call by your name, but we're not praying. We're not seeking you. We're not turning our ways to you. We're not turning our hearts to you. Oh, God. Get a hold to your people. Get a hold to your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that confess in Christ in you, those that say, I'm saved, those that say, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, get a hold to your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Get a hold to your people. Let this broadcast then go far and near. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to pray for the people. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Thank you. Touch, touch. In the name of Jesus. Heal, heal, Lord. Back problems. Heal that back problem. That pain in the back, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We couldn't have done it. We couldn't have been this far. We couldn't have made it without you, Lord. We couldn't have made it without you, Father. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Couldn't have made it. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-mm-mm. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My Lord. Oh, God.